Tramontana at Lerici. Today, should you let fall a glass, it would disintegrate, played off with such keenness against the coal's resonance, the sounds hard, separate, and distinct, dropping away in a diminishing cadence, that you might swear this was the imitation of glass falling. Leaf dapples sharpen. Emboldened by this clarity, the minds of artificers would turn prismatic, running on lace perforated in crisp wafers that could cut like steel. Constitutions drafted under this fecund chill would be annulled for the strictness of their equity, the moderation of their pity. At evening, one is alarmed by such definition in as many lost greens as one will give glances to recover, as many again which the landscape, absorbing into the steady dusk, condenses from aquamarine to that slow indigo pitch where the light and twilight abandon themselves. And the chill grows. In this air, unfit for politicians and romantics, dark hardens from blue, effacing the windows. A tangible block, it will be no accessory to that which does not concern it. One is ignored by so much cold, suspended in so much night.